ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. News. Jaden Daniels left Sunday's blowout loss to the Cowboys with a hamstring injury. And it's been reported now, I can confirm it, that Marcus Mariota will start Monday night's game in Kansas City. Jaden's going to be on the bench. They're calling it a hamstring strain. All right. Phone lines are lit up. I want to let the folks weigh in. What do you think about Jaden missing Monday night? Mariota gets the start. Eli in D.C., what's up, dude?
What's going on? What's going on? Appreciate you taking my call, man. I want to start by fan, you know, for all the fans, it's like, you know, you have novice, you know, fans taking, you know, novice perspectives from the game and adding this to this, and it's like, just relax, you know. And I think for the team, what we need to do is, you know, even they need to post this around, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things you got to believe in your squad in certain moments, you know. These Philly games are sandwiched in the back of the season for a reason, you know. The league knows how Washington works, you know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, just give it time. You know, the team is more than Jaden. I think of it as, and I'm glad that they rested him because, you know, it's like being like, okay, we can get to Australia, but we don't really have no gas, and we can get there on a patch of wind. And you don't, or we have this yacht, but we're going to need canoe paddles to move around. And at some point, it's like, nah, it's not safe to even have that investment out there, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that just shows that they understand that it's bigger than these weeks, and you can't let your emotions run this thing. And I'm glad that we have people in place who recognize that they're not going to let their emotions run this team and run the decision making. Because if you want to talk about Robert, a lot of this thing was an ego and emotionally driven. So a lot of these decisions was made from that, and you can't be in business from an emotional and an egotistical standpoint. So when you have those in the mix, it's going to be problems. So they understand they don't have nothing to prove to nobody. They know who's on their team. You rest them for now. And if we have an opportunity to slingshot ourselves in a better position, and he's ready, because certain teams, you're only either getting better, you either staying the same, or you're getting worse. So either we're going to continue to get worse, or this thing is going to start to show itself. And even if we don't make it to the playoffs, at what point, what do we want to see now? I just want to see them be able to hold the line. I want to see the young guys have an opportunity, because I don't want to be in a situation where next year we have guys who aren't ready because we was counting on veterans to make us through a certain point. And then now you got old cats who out of the situation, and then you got young cats who aren't ready for the situation. So they're going to have to really step back and observe this team and see where they really are and how they're going to move forward, knowing who can really get them where and knowing where you at. So this is an interesting week for Washington, but on some other terms. I think in-house they're going to be dealing with some other things that don't necessarily have to do with necessarily a win and loss. A win may satisfy us temporarily, but I still think there's some other things that they have to consider when looking at this entire roster and looking at the future. And it's not about selling, but it's really about, okay, we need to get some other guys and an opportunity. Think about another cat like Swearinger in his time. He could have still gone even when he was beyond his NFL career in the UFL, but it's always about sometimes the younger guys at a certain point. So I think certain cats may just be entering that time when it's just the younger guys need an opportunity so we have a chance to keep the foundation right. Because you don't want to just have this big gap where you always are shooting to try to make it up and you can't do it. Because at a certain point, it's going to get frustrating, even for five. It's cool now, but at a certain point, it's going to get frustrating if you don't properly tool this team to get you where you need to go.
Appreciate your call, brother.
Thank you, Elijah.
Basically, he just talked about what Mike Jones talked about. You have adults in the building that are making adult-type situations. I mean, decisions. Yes, Jaden probably wants to play. No, we're not letting you play. And we're not going to let you get closer to this week at the end, and then you force your way onto it. We're going to say now you're not going. This one game is not going to stop nothing. For the caller that was his name Jaden, I think, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where we're from, anybody on the football field, kickers get hamstring injuries. Soft tissue injuries happen to everybody on the football field. We're not going to use that and say, oh, well, we know he couldn't hold up. No. If you can run fast, if you're slow as hell, you probably never have a hamstring pull. But if you can run fast, you can get one. And that one was a freak accident, what happened on that hamstring injury. But sometimes you got to realize those things that happen, like we talked about, people that are hurt now, teams that are banged up and they can still perform. I would never have a mindset, oh, if my quarterback's not going, this just shut everything down, shut down the whole season. That's a loser's mentality in my book. You know, you still go out there and you try to fight for it. I wonder if he goes to work and if something doesn't go right or the damn manager didn't show up that day, do you shut the whole damn day down? Or do you try to go out there and perform? That's what the hell life is about. You don't just go based off of the average mindset. You go off by an I can still get it done mindset.
Let's hit these phones. Ricardo is in La Plata. What's up, Ricardo?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's
JB
up, man?
And oh man, and JB Van. For the people who call us, it's a word that JB used. The Bama of the week. We're gonna have to get them the Bama of the week. Because you can't just let this season go. You know, you can't give it up. Just like last year, we was in pretty much in the same predicament. We went on and went on a straight drive. We were one game away from the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't give up on this season. As far as JD, just let the man play. Let him play. Hey, they got stuff out here now. Remember back in the day?
He's not playing this week.
He's out, dog.
He's out. Oh, I didn't get the update. But
thank you, Ricardo.
Got stuff up. Okay, appreciate it.
Am I JB?
Yeah, you JB.
Bama of the week.
JB.
Jeffrey, your reaction to Jaden going down, Mariota getting the start.
Yes. It happens. That's where I'm at now. Like, I'm not swayed. I'm just like, look, we know, I think since the first two games, you can see that the injury bug has started to bite us early in the season. So the next man up just got to make a play. Like y'all said, it's people around the league. It's teams around the league that's getting bit by the injury bug as well. Next player's got to step up. One thing I can say about Marcus, he usually steps up when it's his time to step up. Now, that throw he threw when he came in and it got picked off, mm-hmm. that's not really one of his characteristics as he's been playing with us. But we'll be all right. Now, also, like y'all said, we got a good chance if we have Terry back. Terry and Debo.
Yeah.
Good chance.
I feel good about Terry and Debo playing this week. I really do. I think that helps a lot. Here's the reality, though. Mariota was excellent last year in spot duty. Played about a game and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Completed 77% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He hasn't been as good this year. 60% of his passes have been complete. 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. The pick six in Dallas, I can kind of forgive him.
That was a late throw.
He was just trying to make a play. Yeah. That was a terrible throw. You can't make that throw. It was late. It floated. I mean, that for Deron Bland, a guy that's a talented corner, that was Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I mean? Like, that was an easy one. So Mariota's got to be at his best.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, no one has played like they played last year this year.
Agreed.
So in that situation, I mean, hell, it's not like he just stepped up and he's different. No one has played the way they did last year.
Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mitch.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good, buddy. Hey, look, man, like I told Jeff, man, I'm calling in to thank you and JP for your candor and keeping it real, especially you, Brian, because I know you play and you love the team as much as all of us, and I know JP does too, but you kind of take it to heart and battle with these numbskulls that call in and make the bad comments that they make. And don't let them get to you too much. I tried to call you guys 31 times the other day. I was laughing about it this morning. And you guys do one heck of a job as far as keeping it real. And what you're saying is 100% true. And what you said just a minute ago about being quitters is what you're alluding to, Brian, and you're 100% correct. And I would like to say something else, too, if I could. And I'll get off because I know you guys are busy. Mm-hmm. Man, you have people at your radio station, Brian, saying bad things about James' mom. And it is totally uncalled for, it is inappropriate, and you are 100% right, B. Mitch, to take that as an affront to humanity, the character of people. You don't say that about ladies, especially when all they're doing is exactly what you said, Brian, about looking out for their son and not wanting him to get ripped off or taken advantage of. You know, we should discourage love in the way the world is today. So I'll get off of here, man, and hey, once again, guys, keep it real, and you do one heck of a job, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you,
bro. Hey, you too, JP, and I mean it, buddy. And, hey, you guys make sure you have a wonderful day. And we'll get through this together, brother, like it always happens when you're on a team.
100%, thanks, brother, baby.
Appreciate you, man.
100%.
Thanks, Mark. Big G calling from Sterling. Maybe he has a Buffalo Wing Factory update. What's up, G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing today, man? Hey, look, I wish y'all get touched. See, that's our problem with our fame. Now you got people calling in, oh, our season over with. No, it's not. Our season is not over with. It's like, what are y'all talking about? Oh, we need to sit him down. He need to not play the rest of the season. No, he need to develop with his players. That's what he's talking about. This is a brotherhood. And they made a decision to sit this gentleman down. Sit him down, and we play with the players that we got, and we do what we can.
I think we should also be real. I appreciate the call, Big G. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Buffalo Wing Factory in Sterling, right next to the vape shop.
Yeah, there you go again.
Whenever I see Sterling, that's what I think of. Well, I also, there's a Sheetz that I frequent in Sterling where shoes are optional. Thank you, Big G. Appreciate you. I do think it's important to...
Oh, boy.
I do think it's important, like... how am I going to phrase this? We don't know that they're making a decision to sit him down. It's entirely possible, if not probable, that the injury is severe enough he can't play. I don't think Jaden would just be like, all right, yeah, let's play it safe. I think the injury is such...
But see, that's the thing, though, Jay. It's not about Jaden's decision. It's about the people that are in charge's decision. And whether, like you stated earlier, he probably would like to go. But somebody got to say, no, you can't go. So whether it's sitting him down or just making the decision to keep him out of harm's way, the adults are making a decision right now. They're not letting the young dude run it like it used to be. They're not letting somebody tell me, oh, no, I could do this, I could do that. You know, and I agree with that. You know, but it's just, bruh, I hear fans telling me all the time, who's the best fans in the world? Some of the stuff I'm hearing lately, you're going to have to second guess that. See if you are or not.
Alton is down in Goochland. What's up, Alton?
Goochland.
What's up, man? How you and B-Mitch doing, man?
We good, brother.
We're chilling, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting tired of keep hearing this stuff about RG3. Two things was wrong with RG3. First, he had attitude. and would always taunt these other NFL teams when they played him. Second of all, he was all about himself. Jaden is not like that. Jaden is about the whole team. And as we said coming into the season when they was getting ready to draft Jaden last year for last, we said that you need to put pieces around him. Okay, mm-hmm. We put the pieces around him. Really, everybody need to just give the stuff time. The guy is small. The guy he's gonna get nicked up and injured. But the thing about it though, you just can't look at it. Well, that's another RG3. That's all he do is get hurt. That's all he do is get hurt. Was he anything like RG3 last year? Did anybody say that last year? Look at all of the other teams that are struggling. That were struggling like Washington are now. Kansas City was struggling till they got their pieces back. Now look what they doing. So can't everybody keep saying, well, Washington don't have nothing. Look what Dallas did to him. Dallas had a full load of everybody they had. Washington didn't have not one starter in there except Bill and the offensive line and James. So before everybody keep bashing Washington could lose against Dallas, they need to realize we play Dallas again, and we also need to realize hopefully everybody be on deck. Because if Terry and Debo was there, it might have been a little different game. Why everybody, Dallas whooped that butt. Dallas did this. Okay, and what Dallas? Dallas 3-3-1, we 3-4. What the difference?
Appreciate the call, man.
All right, man.
Take it easy in Goochland. Gary, this might be our last call. Gary is in Woodbridge. Gary, what's good, man? What do you make of the Jaden situation?
First of all, I appreciate you taking my call. I listen to you guys every day, and it's parts of the best parts of my day.
Thanks for listening, man. Thanks for the kind words.
I think that people need to stop comparing players to other players. This is a different regime and a different player. So trust the people we got there. Second thing, we play the season one game at a time. Anything could happen after this game. To the next game we're playing, we don't know who's going to be injured. And the third thing, I just want to know who's going to back up Marcus Mariota.
Josh Johnson.
Josh.
Okay, thanks.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Take care. Professor Landini, haven't heard you on the Jaden news. Curious where you land, concern level, et cetera.
I mean, honestly, I expected him to lose if Jaden played or not. So, yeah, they'll probably lose by a slightly bigger a margin now.
Vegas moved the line from 10.5 to 12.5.
Yeah.
I saw this tweet from Al Galdi. Everybody knows Galdi. I love this tweet. A struggling Washington team starting a backup quarterback against a team with a high-powered offense on the road on Monday Night Football in late October. And he has a picture. You know what the picture is of, Brian?
What?
Colt McCoy winning in Dallas.
Hey, look,
remember that game?
Well, Al Galdi, thank you. Listen, I'm going to be mean, but I try to be a little bit less of me sometimes. But I hate a lot of the losing ass talk that I hear on a regular basis. I hate a lot of the, I'm mad that my fantasy football team isn't getting something. Talk as I'm on this radio station. I hate pansy asses that I hear calling into here on a regular basis. The guys that we cover and the guys that you all talk about, they don't think like y'all. They think that they can win anything. And if they had the mindset that you all have, then I would understand the comments that come in. People want to quit. People want to shut down. That's that BS-ness. That's what that is. We got to stop some of that crap. You know, and let's be real, man. You don't get a right to say whatever the hell you want to say. And people got to just accept it. No matter who it is. So if you call in here from now with some stupidity, I'm coming right back at you with some stupidity. Or we just stop you from calling. We have that way of doing that, too. Because I hear stuff that I get sick and tired of hearing. And we're not gonna do it all the time anymore. Point blank.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. The Wizards season does kick off tonight. Gotta at least check in on the Wiz ahead of the season opener. Glenn Consor will join us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. Saw the two games last night, you know they were outstanding. So even if you missed the start of the game or you want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jaden Daniels is out. Marcus Mariota is in for Monday night in Kansas City. I believe we're trying to reach Glenn Consor, who does Wizards broadcasts right here on Team 980, with our guy Dave Johnson. Glenn also does a ton of monumental work. I want to talk to Glenn. The Wiz do kick off their season tonight. NBA is back. We all watched it last night. I felt very nostalgic watching NBA on NBC, B. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it yesterday, and it just reminds me, David Aldridge was talking about, you know, watching. For me, I just think of MJ. I think of MJ in the Garden.
Did you see him talking to MJ last night?
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah, because, you know, it's like he said, I wish I could just, you know, go back in time and be able to just go out there and play again, one more game. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. He would destroy folks.
Yeah. I mean, I told you about when I was in LA, I had dinner and there was an NBA assistant coach at the table. It was a table of like 10, 12 people. It was a lot of fun. But the LeBron MJ conversation came up and he just laughed. He's like, man, you don't think MJ could play in today's NBA? He's like, MJ could play in the 1940s.
Play whenever.
Yeah. But like people, his level of competitive
people
desire.
Like to say, well, three-point shoot. Remember they said he couldn't shoot three-pointers against Portland?
Not
and on
five
his
of them,
on his seventh one, he gave you the, I still can't shoot. You know, the man scored, he averaged 35 in a time when you can take people out the air. You can clothesline him. You think he wouldn't average more than 35 today? I listened to this thing where they go and they talk to Hall of Famers, guys that played against him. And those guys are like, he'll score at least 50 in this day and age. You know, some guy believe he might score more than that. And then he'll D your ass up, which we don't see happening today. Luka scored 47 last night. I'd like to know what the plus minus was.
I'll try to find that. Yeah. Just quickly for the, you know, season's over. You gotta be worried about Jaden and the injuries. Lamar Jackson not practicing today. All right, let's do some whiz talk. Our friend Glenn Consor joins the program right now. Glenn, what's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. B. Mitch and JP, my two favorites.
How you been, man? I ain't talked to you in a month.
I know. Everything's good, man. We're here in Milwaukee. We're getting ready to start up, and we're geared up and ready to go.
Radio party tonight with Glenn and Dave Johnson. Always love the radio party. I feel like you guys are so good at retweeting all the folks listening from various places. I think everybody has an understanding of what this Wiz season will and won't be. What are you most excited for this Wizards team?
You know, I'm excited to see the development of the young players, which is kind of what the objective is of the season. Look, they want to compete. You know, they want to win. I don't know if they're built to win right now, but, you know, they're built to develop and evolve, you know, with 10 players that are – they have 10 players, guys, that are 22 years or younger.
Damn.
That is like crazy young. And, you know, but they have 7 players that were taken in the first round of the last 3 drafts. So there's some young talent that I think, you know, at least like I'm an old NBA scout, so I like to watch young players develop. And I think we're going to see that this year. I think you're going to see guys taking jumps.
I think you'd like to see that. If you want to listen to the radio party tonight, Dave Johnson, Glenn Consor live in Milwaukee, you can listen right here on 106.7 The Fan, the flagship for all your Wizards games. I'm really excited for Trey Johnson. I think the rookie's got serious game range. What do you think? How quickly do you think Trey's game can translate to the NBA level?
I think it can. I think, you know, he's so young. I mean, he's 19, you know, so like he should be a sophomore. At Texas. I think, you know, with the way he plays, it's going to translate because everyone talks about how he could shoot the lights out, which he can, but he's more than just a shooter. He's a scorer. You know, he's got a snake dribble. If you play him one side, he's going to, you know, drop step, go the other side. He's got crossovers to get him into the paint, and he could finish in the paint too, which is what I like about him. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He's so young. There's got to be a learning curve. And I think he looked good in the preseason. But remember, he went to Texas and as a freshman led the team in scoring.
Wow.
You know, and they had upperclassmen on that team, you know, that were looking to be quote unquote the guy. Well, you know, he comes in as a freshman and he was the guy. And you know, and he's a gym rat. You know, the big thing with him is he doesn't have hobbies. You know, like you ask him, like, what do you like to do? He just likes the ball. I mean, he's a baller.
Yeah.
Old school.
Then, like, the thing about it, people try to say, like, you know, defense, people don't play defense anymore. There are people that play defense. And when you look at the games last night, hell, Houston played, they the game, score ended up being 125, 124. They had double overtime. But you watch both of those teams, Thunder and also Houston, they are playing defense. Who are those guys on this team you think can help this team be good on the defensive side as well?
Well, that's a good question because, you know, you saw the game last night, B. Mitch and JP. Yeah. How physical were those games?
Yes.
I mean, they got bodybuilders that are body slamming guys. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, they're getting after it. It's like, you know, and I think it's going to take time to learn the mentality of defending in the NBA with this young team. But I really like the way Keyshawn George defends. You know, he's now 6'9". He came in, you know, smaller, but he's got a great, you know how they say you got a great feel for offense? He's got a great feel for defense. He's long, gets his hands on balls. You know, he gets deflections. plays passing lanes real well. He's tough. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a little taste of Giannis tonight. So that'll be an interesting matchup with him and Giannis. These guys are getting baptized, you know, in the NBA defensively. Alex Saar is really good on defense.
Yes.
He's got good instincts. Bilal's really good on defense. And I think someone who reminds me a lot, JP, of B. Mitch, he's a fullback and a basketball body. Cam Whitmore, if he could translate his body style and his explosiveness to the defensive end, potentially he could be a very good defensive player.
I like that.
My new favorite player now.
picture B. Mitch, 6'4", like 260, with a Wizards uniform on. In B. Mitch's heyday.
Wow.
That's him.
That's no joke.
Hey, JP, you get a visual of that, JP?
I got you, man. I think I got it. I like it. That's an imposing fella.
I know, man.
Dude, how's Bub's development? What do you want to see for Bub? He's a really fun, exciting player.
Yes.
He really is. I mean, I think what you got in Bub is, man, he's like a sponge. First of all, I will tell you, he has tapped into C.J. McCollum really well. Like, you always see C.J. talking to him. I got to believe those two guys are going to start in the backcourt together tonight. But Bub's got a real nice feel for the game as another young player in this league. From a point guard standpoint, it's not an easy position to play, but he's got the ball in his hands. I think what I like best about Bub is he plays with an edge.
Definitely.
You know, you need dogs out there, DAWG or DOGG, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that could play with an edge on defense and get after you. I think he's an improved three-point shooter. I like his mid-range. He just plays really well. You know, he's one of the rare young guys that came into the league with a real good feel of how to play the pick-and-roll game, which, as you guys know, is like 70% of offensive sets
totally.
In the NBA. So he really has a good feel for that, when to pull up, when to keep it, when to dish, when to lob. I like, and I think you're going to see a more vocal Bub this year, which I think he's developing beautifully.
At one, you say you want to see the development of the young guys, but one thing as a team thing that you would like to see?
I think as a team, you know, you're going to see these guys that like to play together. You know, it's funny. They're all so young. It's almost like a college, collegiate, jovial atmosphere that they like playing together. And I think you're going to see them evolve as a team of connecting with the youth and sprinkled in with the C.J. McCollums and Chris Middletons and Marvin Bagley and Corey Kispert of the world. And, you know, those guys, I think to see the mixture of those guys as the season progresses is going to be fun to watch. But, look, it's going to be a tough year. You guys know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. Glenn, we're excited for tonight. We're excited to just have Wiz basketball back in our lives. Excited for the radio party. If you want to listen to Wizards Bucks tonight, right here on 106.7 The Fan, the flagship for Wizards basketball. Watch it on Monumental with Chris and Drew on the call. Thanks for making time for us, Glenn. Hope you're enjoying Milwaukee, dude.
I am. Great to talk to you guys, always.
Likewise.
All right, man. Take care.
That's Glenn Consor. Give him a follow at Glenn Consor. Two N's in Glenn, Consor. Of course, Glenn joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. B, you know what I was thinking about this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Driving my Toyota 4Runner down Independence. Traffic wasn't too bad. When do I get a new car? I don't know. But I know when I get a new car, there's only one place I go with, and that is Orsman Automotive of Virginia. 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. They've been selling cars in the DMV for over 100 years.
100.
When you go for a century plus, means you're doing something right. They've got all the brands you want. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Jeep, Ram trucks, which are dope. Kerwin got one. Mm-hmm. They've got great selection. They've got the quality certified used cars, and they've got really good financing rates, which is massively important in the current climate. But B, what stands out for you? That lifetime edge, right?
Yep, and that's probably the best of all. Every vehicle sold is back with the Oarsman lifetime edge. They give you up to $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. And there's more good news. You have a car to sell? Take it to Oarsman. They'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. Two beyond satisfied Oarsman customers, let's ride together.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We got news out of Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is back at practice. It was previously reported he wasn't. That was incorrect. I see video of him running around at practice. B, let's all make a pick here before we get to our actual picks. The Wizards open the season tonight, 8 o'clock against the Bucks. I believe it's 8 o'clock. You can listen right here on 106.7 The Fan for the radio party, the flagship station for Washington Wizards coverage. What's the win total for the Wiz? According to ESPN, it's not a big number.
Yeah.
They play 82 games. What do you think the total is set at? 20?
Yeah, how many they won last year? 19?
I think so.
I'd say about 20, 21.
So the bet total, like the season total that you could bet on is 20 and a half.
Right in between 20 and 21, right?
Yo, ESPN's analytics, you know what they project the Wiz to get?
How many?
14. That'd be what? 82 minus 14? 14 and 68? Damn. For according to ESPN,
don't want to see that.
This is from ESPN Analytics. Given how the model tends to compress the expected standings to avoid bad misses, this is a shockingly low projection for the Wizards. In fact, it's the worst ever calculated for a team since adopting this model in 2010. After trading away veterans at the deadline and again this past summer, Washington doesn't have a single player who rates in the league's top 130. Damn. That's Rough. All right, Landfill, let's make some bets. Okay. Probably the thing I'm most excited to watch is Inside the NBA, Barkley, Kenny, Ernie, Shaq, or maybe not Ernie, but they're on ESPN tonight, 6 o'clock. And I'm very curious to see Sir Charles be on ESPN. He's taking a lot of shots at the four letter.
He's not changing.
No.
He's going to take shots at him while he's on the air. He's kind of just like this dude I work with.
Correct. All right. White Brian, how'd we do last night?
Landfill and B-Mitch got wins. JP, you and I lost.
Jeff lost too,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Jeff just gave me the most.
So what is B-Mitch, 3-0? Finger. That's what I'm talking about, son.
Yeah, you're 3-0.
Woo!
Wizards plus 10 tonight, baby. We got to stick with it.
I'm taking
opening day.
I'm taking SAR 26 or more points, rebounds, and assists.
Ballsy, Landfill. All right. We do have college football tonight.
It's points, rebounds, and assists, JP.
Middle Tennessee taking on Delaware. Can you name the mascots, B? You got to know Delaware.
No, I don't.
You don't know Delaware?
Blue Hens.
The only female mascot.
I was about to say a hen, but I didn't know it was a blue hen.
The only female mascot in D1.
You think I really go around trying to learn mascots?
Middle Tennessee State, the Blue Raiders, Jeffrey, favored. They're 9.5-point dogs against Delaware tonight, fighting Blue Hens. You could also wager, should you choose to, Brian, Missouri State against New Mexico State. The Aggies of New Mexico State are getting 1.5 at home against Missouri State. Some may tell you that's a system pick. Confession, left hand up. I don't know enough about Missouri State or New Mexico State to put my system.
I don't think I'm going to be looking at either one of them.
You laying the points with the Bucks?
With the who?
With the Bucks.
Nah, I'm going to look over here in this NBA. See what's happening.
I got a curious line.
What's a curious line?
I believe this is the Eastern Conference opener. Last night, both games were Western Conference games. Cleveland in the Garden playing the Knicks. What do you think that line would be? Cleveland's good, but the Knicks are pretty good, too.
Cleveland and the Knicks? It's -3.5, huh?
The Knicks are getting points at home in the Garden.
Yeah.
In a season opener?
Yeah.
I might have just talked myself into that.
Somebody hurt?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Josh Hart is out.
Okay.
Has to be something.
I am taking Delaware tonight.
I'm taking the Celtics, -4.5.
I know somebody's hurting that one.
I know they hurt, but they're playing the Sixers.
No baseball
tonight. I know they're going to be hurt before the game's over.
No Caps hockey tonight. What do you got, Landfill? You took SAR, points, rebounds, assists?
Yeah.
What about you, White Brian?
Taking the Knicks.
I kind of like the Knicks in that
spot. Go head to head with him, B.
I would be on the Knicks, too, though.
Oh, man.
I never do this. Parlay season. I'm taking the Knicks and the Delaware Blue Hens. Shout out to Parker Williams and Tripp Pierce. Very proud Delaware alums. And Joe Flacco.
Man, I'm taking the Celtics. I'm taking the Celtics.
The Blue Hens ain't losing with Flacco riding hot. Are you looking for the other leg of your parlay, or you want me to close out the show?
No, I'm good, bro.
Okay. Something's weird today that I'm putting parlays in, and you're just one single bet.
I mean, I'm 3-0 this week so far. I'm just saying.
I just went on an 8-game winning streak.
Yeah, you went on one a while ago. You have not done that since.
Last week.
So, I mean, what you
That's
done?
That's not a while ago.
What you done since then?
What have I done since then, White Brian?
Lost a lot.
1-1?
2-1. I mean, 1-4.
2-1.
Thank you to everybody that listened.
I was guessing on that.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to Mike Jones for joining us. Thank you to Glenn Consor for joining us. Thank you to all the callers today, except the ones that made me mad. Grant and Danny.
I'm not mad. I'm just frustrated with stupidity.
He's not mad. He's just frustrated with stupidity. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you beer.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.